Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Health officials in Massachusetts have confirmed at least 10 cases of botulism connected to a single health spa. It's suspected Rodrigo Beauty in the town of Milton was administering Botox injections without a license. Dr. Todd Ellerin, an infectious disease physician in Boston, says the outbreak could be historic.
I'm not sure that there's ever been more than 10 iatrogenic Botox botulism cases in an individual state in the United States. This is super rare for any state.
Washington, D.C. is gearing up for Saturday's military parade to honor the Army's 250th birthday and President Trump's 79th birthday. Army officials estimate there will be about 200,000 attendees. He was the big nominee and turned out to be the biggest winner of Monday night's 25th annual BET Awards. Kendrick Lamar won in all five categories where he was nominated, including Album of the Year, Best Male Hip Hop Artist, and Video of the Year. This is ABC News. A federal judge has dismissed Justin Baldoni's $400 million countersuit against It Ends With Us co-star Blake Lively and her husband Ryan Reynolds, accusing the two of defamation and extortion. The judge also tossed Baldoni's $250 million lawsuit against the New York Times over reporting of Lively's sexual harassment allegations. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The judge said Baldoni's case was invalid because Lively's initial claims of sexual harassment were legally protected, writing, even if they turn out to be unneeded, an employee can insist on protections at workplace for sexual harassment without being accused of extortion. It all started when Lively filed a complaint alleging Baldoni sexually harassed her and orchestrated a smear campaign after she complained about conditions on the set of the film.
Soul music icon Sly Stone has died. The mastermind behind Sly and the Family Stone was 82. In a statement, his family said he passed away peacefully. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Pack says goodbye to Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN, the first to report, the Packers deciding to part ways with the 28-year-old defensive back Jair Alexander. Packers president Mark Murphy confirming the story to WBAY-TV Green Bay.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent and, unfortunately just injured a lot.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Braves tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddie Peralta allowed just one hit through six innings and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but it was good enough just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thin just a bit in the overnight. Light west and northwest winds and morning lows in the lower 50s. On Tuesday, sunshine but hazy, highs in the upper 70s. By Wednesday, though, looking for a few showers in the area. Currently 56 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins me to talk new movies. Then producer, director, editor, and Wisconsinology founder Frank Anderson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yes.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zobbers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program on this Monday, June 9th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite from our world headquarters here in downtown Madison, Wisconsin of Civic Media. Some clouds in the sky, Zobbers. A little cool. As Elmer Childress used to say, cool. A little cool right now.
Which I appreciate.
I know you're very happy about that. Although they say maybe midweek, a warm-up, then some rain towards the end of the week. So I guess just kind of typical early summertime weather. That's the way it goes. Had a nice weekend this week, as I said in the first hour. By the way, thank you to Senator Kelda Royce for being here. She'll be back next Monday for a Joint Finance Committee update and otherwise. And wasn't that fantastic about her bill on addressing crypto in this state?
Yes, it's good that somebody is doing something about it right? Because it's, you know, technology moves so quickly and our government is designed to move so slowly. So I'm glad to see that there are people who are taking initiative to try and catch up.
Yeah, absolutely. Great weekend. As I said, our friend Betty Hayes Baxter. She's not shy about it. She turned 95 this last year, and she had her 78th dance recital to extend her world record-holding streak as the longest professional dance teacher in the world.
The finish line moves forward another year.
It certainly does. So that was fantastic. And Holly Miller, who bought kind of part of Betty's studio, has her own recital. It was fantastic. And again, as I sat there and watched it, and my sister did not dance this year, although now it sounds like there's going to be another alumni class next year, so we may get roped into that. But anyway, I was sitting there watching this, and the professionalism and the lighting folks, the sound people, the quality of this program, and all the kids, well over 100 young people, not just little kids all the way through high school, and I thought, isn't this fantastic here in a rural community in Southwest Wisconsin, bringing the arts and wonderful true dance and inspiring people. And just like Brady Ewing, our friend from Richland Center, who ended up playing at Wisconsin and then in the NFL, there have been a number of people from all over Wisconsin, rural parts of Wisconsin, that go on to have professional careers in the arts and music and entertainment. And it all begins with programs in our own local community. So many thanks to Betty Hayes and her daughter Cheryl, and also Holly Miller for the great work. And then I went down to Milwaukee on Sunday and watched the Brewers cough one up. Freddie Peralta pitched really well. Then they brought in this other guy I never heard of for an inning, and he gave up the only home run. Not great.
Similar thing happened at a game I was at recently. I say recently, like a month ago. And the pitching on both teams was pretty iffy. And we were joking, oh, they got an ERA of 12. And then they bring out one of our relief pitchers actually did have an ERA of 12 point something.
It's gone.
I'm like, that's not good.
But it's always a great time when you go to these Brewer games and can be listening every day. Through the rest of this week, we'll continue to give you chances in our summertime text to win contest all day long between 7 and then into 6 o'clock hour. So Maggie Dawn will have the next word of the hour coming up on her show immediately following ours. And then at the end of the week, we'll find out whether we beat Tom Hartman or not. We're seeing what happens there. Coming up here in just a little while, I want to delve into some of the national headlines a little bit and how I feel that it relates to the state of Wisconsin. Zomers, you're much too young. But there's a great movie called Wag the Dog, starring Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. I have it, guess what, on DVD right here in my hot little hands. I'm going to talk a little bit later why the events in Los Angeles, California this week eerily similar in some ways to the movie Wag the Dog.
I do actually know about that movie.
Really? All right.
Because you've talked about it before.
Well, because I've talked about it. So we'll talk about that coming up in this hour and also some other headlines as well. But right now, it is 11 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Yes, all right. Yes, all right. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but is your chance to have your voice and opinion heard all across the state of Wisconsin. No better place to have your business advertised than right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. All 11 stations, the largest independent, privately owned radio network in Wisconsin, behind only the great Wisconsin Public Radio Network, but that's publicly owned. So anyway, find out how you can advertise by going to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. All right, we're in that time of year where a lot of graduations are happening. But June, of course, a lot of people get married in June. My parents got married in June. That didn't work out so hot.
Mine got married in June. So far, and it has
did,
worked
and
out.
It did work out. All right, but you have a lot of weddings in June. And so today's category, here we go. What's worse, forgetting birthdays or forgetting an anniversary? Forgetting a birthday or forgetting an anniversary? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. As we said before, download it on your favorite Apple or Android device. Go to the search bar in your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. Speaking of Gayle King, I watched last night the Tony Awards. I bet you did not watch the Tony Awards.
I did not.
It's actually when you come out and you receive your gay card in the mail, part of the requirement of maintaining the gay card is you have to watch the Tonys.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought so.
So I'm under contractual obligation. So I watched the Tonys last night, and it was a pretty good Cynthia Erivo was the host. I mean, she's enormously, enormously talented, and she did a great job. For my money, you can't beat Neil Patrick Harris. But Gayle King was there in the front row with her best buddy Oprah Winfrey, who presented the Musical of the Year award. So it was a good show. Anyway, so Gayle was there last night in all of her glory. Hard to beat that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, forgetting a birthday or forgetting an anniversary? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tony, watching on YouTube, says, depends on who, but if it's your anniversary, that is far worse because you're half of it. So you have no excuse to forget. Well said. Well said, Tony Zimmerman. Jack in Merrimack, listening via WAUK, says, definitely missing an anniversary is worse. It celebrates the date that you made a commitment to another person, though missing either really isn't that good. Kurt, listening on Madison's WMDX, says birthdays are singular. Weddings are not. So birthday. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Greg in beautiful Genesee Depot says missing an anniversary would be marriage suicide. Really? Wow.
For some people, take for that some, real seriously.
Yeah, I know. Be a, Robert McFarland says, if you're married, this one is a draw. Megan in Sun Prairie says, I'd be more concerned than angry if my husband forgot our anniversary. After a few COVID reschedulings, we got married on his birthday. Really?
That would be very concerning.
Yeah. Well, that Megan, that was actually very, very smart. Because hard for him to forget. Now, the question is, and I know I'm taking your husband's side on this, but does he get from you both an anniversary and a birthday gift? Or is it like people that are born like on the 24th or 25th of December and everything gets lumped together? Right? I'd be curious to know.
I feel like if I were in that situation, if I am on the giving end, you know, I got married to somebody and our anniversary is on that person's birthday. I feel like I would get them a birthday gift and then I would do something with them for the anniversary.
Oh, okay.
That would be my plan of action. You'd have a gift and then you'd have a date.
Not getting two gifts. What's worse, forgetting a birthday or forgetting an anniversary? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could text us on the Civic Media app. Len in Madison says, what's worse is forgetting that those are the choices again. Well, that would be very concerning. Tony on YouTube says, is half the day about him and the other half is about the anniversary party? Well, that's a great question as well, Tony. Speaking of Megan's situation that has anniversary on her spouse's birthday. Yeah. Melissa, listening in on beautiful Willie Street in Madison. Great neighborhood, iconic neighborhood in Madison. Melissa says, both of us forgot our 25th week.
They forgot their 25th anniversary this week.
I got it. Forgot their 25th anniversary this week. No one noticed until friends wished us a happy anniversary. Well, all right. So I have, Melissa, that's very, very interesting. I would say either A, you're so blissful and happy that you just every day is like your anniversary is happy, or and we probably shouldn't go there, it's very disgruntled.
Or you're just both forgetful. I mean, it seems like this was not a bad thing. I feel like if one person forgets, that can be bad. If both people forget, it's like, we did an oopsie.
Right. I feel like it's probably the former, where they're just so happy. It's like, well, you know, we're happy with each other every day. Cam in Appleton says, my partner and I do more on our dog's birthdays than we do on our anniversary. So probably forgetting the dog's birthday. That's really good. Some people make big deals on their pets' birthdays. Scott Madison on WMDX. Our anniversary is the day before my birthday. We both consistently forget our anniversary because of this. I also only get a happy anniversary dinner meal. Oh, all right. Not a two. It's a two for one, basically.
Or a one for two.
Oh, yeah. Melissa, back in Willie Street, letting us know that I like the bliss idea. Now, see how she worded that? I like the bliss idea. Not nowhere completely blissful. So that was the reason. No, I'm just kidding, Melissa. See, you're happy. You're living the good life down there in Willie Street. You're chilling out. You're going to the Willie Street Co-op. You can probably walk, get your groceries, walk down to the lake, chill out down there. Go to the Crystal Corner for a drink. I don't know.
Oh, I love the Crystal Corner.
I mean, you're living large down there at Willie Street. Let's see here. I guess that's where
we're Cam and Appleton talking about the dog birthday parties. Says, dude, we put crowns on them and let them eat steak at a table. You have no idea. We even wrap them presents and let them open them.
What's worse, forgetting your birthday or forgetting your anniversary? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Megan back in Sun Prairie says, we don't do gifts for birthdays, but I make sure to cook dinner and plan something fun to celebrate both occasions. We were going to originally get married close to my birthday, ironically. Heather checking in beautiful Claire, home of WCFW on Facebook. I feel worse when I forget a friend's birthday than a couple's anniversary. I'm 100% in agreement with that. And I forgot to birthdays. My friend Carrie Anderson Pink's birthday and Paco Baye's birthday, both on May 25th. And I was doing too much for the show, and now I've made it up with Carrie. I got to tell Paco happy anniversary, happy birthday,
anniversary of his birth.
Right. Tony says my wife and I have a hard time remembering how many years. I think we're coming up on 9. Whoops, Tony, better get that straight. Stay tuned, more after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 minutes out past the hour of 3 o'clock. Well, Sly and the Family Stone. Is that hot fun in the summertime? Hot fun in the summertime. Well done, Mr. Zommers there. One of the big hits, some sad news though, across the CBS wires. Sly Stone, the funk music pioneer and frontman of Sly and the Family Stone, has died at the age of 82, according to his manager. Despite keeping his personal life mostly out of the public eye, Stone became one of the most influential musicians of the late 1960s and 70s, with hits like the one you just heard, Hot Fun in the Summertime, Everyday People, and Dance to the Music. Let's go out with that one at the end of this segment, Dance to the Music. That's a big Betty Hayes number. Dance to the... Fantastic. Back in 2023, the musical legend let fans get a rare look into his world by releasing a memoir titled Thank You. Also the title, one of the great hits, the book co-written by musical journalist Ben Greenman, details his revolutionary music style and also the addictions which took him out of the spotlight. Born Sylvester Stewart in Denton, Texas, Stone's family moved to Vallejo, California when he was young, and music was always a big part of his life. Again, Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone, dead at the age of 82. Whatever, you always hear, you always feel badly when you get these notifications across. But musicians, authors, actors, they leave a part of themselves for us. And that's always something that I really appreciate and enjoy.
Oh, absolutely.
Finishing up here on what's worse, forgetting a birthday or forgetting an anniversary, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Forgetting a birthday or forgetting an anniversary, you could also text us, just like DJ up in beautiful Wausau, better known as The Saw, not The Shaw, but The Saw. He says on WXCO, DJ says, today's what's worse sounds like a trap set by Shirley in The Saw. DJ not taking the bait. So see, he's going to remember his anniversary, it sounds like to me. What's worse, forgetting a birthday or forgetting an anniversary, Zomers?
I think I'm going to have to go with anniversary just because I feel like, well, if it is your anniversary, I think anniversary is worse to forget because it is, as somebody else said earlier, as a few people have said, it's a day that you made a commitment. It's something you chose. Mm. And birthdays, also, they happen every year, no matter what. Everyone's got birthdays. And I don't know. I just feel like, to me, it's less big of a deal, especially because as people get older, they are less likely to want to celebrate their birthdays. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, I don't want to talk about it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I get it somewhat, but people who get like angry about their birthday.
Oh, that's
it's
come
like
on.
It's like Judas Priest. Come on, just chill out.
Somebody enjoy thought of
it.
You
at least you're a day. You're alive, right? I don't know. I would say that forgetting a birthday is maybe like of a family member or a close friend. I keep track of my friends Ryan and Rebecca's anniversary because I was the best man, so I feel an obligation to remember their anniversary. I have it written down. 855-752-4842. A couple more calls. 855-752-4842. Troy out in beautiful Mount Horeb, listening on WMDX. Troy, forgetting a birthday or forgetting an anniversary. What's worse?
Where does forgetting my own birthday fit in there?
Have you actually done that before?
It was like, I had to write down the date. Oh, July 2nd. That's my birthday. So yeah, I did.
That's funny. That's really funny. I guess I've kind of like thought about it earlier. Then the closer it got, it's like, oh geez, I guess my birthday's tomorrow, whatever. So that's funny, Troy.
I mean, I thought of it like a week before, but then life happened and I didn't think of it. And
right.
Like I said, that day is like, I had to write down the date and I'm like, oh, look at that. That's familiar for some reason.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it. Have a great day out there at beautiful Mount Horeb. What's worse, forgetting a birthday or forgetting an anniversary? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I mean, some people also are very salty if someone forgets their birthday. I'm not like that. If someone forgets my birthday, it's like, okay, whatever. I mean, I don't hold it against anyone.
Oh, yeah. The way I look at it is if somebody reaches out on my birthday, cool.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, but I'm not going to be mad if they forgot.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right. Well, another great edition. We appreciate you playing along. We'll play more on tomorrow's edition of What's Worse. Going to take a break here for news, weather, and sports. By the way, sports, big news today. Jair Alexander of the Packers, formally released today. Haven't had time to talk about that, but I know Jimmy Cuska and Mike Clemens are all over that, going to be talking about it. It sounds like the die was cast from what I've read and seen so far. It sounds like the die was cast over the offseason when essentially Jair said, I want to come back, but I'm not taking a cut. And the Packers said, we want you to come back, but we're not paying you $17 million because you missed a bunch of games the last 2 years. And they never really got past that. So now the Packers officially released Jair Alexander today. I wish him well. Everything Mike Clemens tells us, he's a great player, a great guy. I think he just got bit by the injury bug, unfortunately, at Green Bay. And I get Gutekunst, general manager for the Packers. I get his position. He can't put the organization in a position to have that much money when the guy is just not healthily reliable. So that was the sporting news. I'm sure Jimmy Cuska and Mike Clemens will continue to follow that. Going to come back then. I want to dive in a little bit to these national headlines happening in Los Angeles. Give you my perspective, take your phone calls, and how it may relate to the state of Wisconsin moving forward. Don't go anywhere. It's a Monday edition of the Todd Allball Show on a beautiful June 9th, 2025.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Health officials in Massachusetts have confirmed at least 10 cases of botulism connected to a single health spa. It's suspected Rodrigo Beauty in the town of Milton was administering Botox injections without a license. Dr. Todd Ellerin, an infectious disease physician in Boston, says the outbreak could be historic.
I'm not sure that there's ever been more than 10 iatrogenic Botox botulism cases in an individual state in the United States. This is super rare for any state.
Washington, D.C. is gearing up for Saturday's military parade to honor the Army's 250th birthday and President Trump's 79th birthday. Army officials estimate there will be about 200,000 attendees. He was the big nominee and turned out to be the biggest winner of Monday night's 25th annual BET Awards. Kendrick Lamar won in all five categories where he was nominated, including Album of the Year, Best Male Hip Hop Artist, and Video of the Year. This is ABC News.
The Pack says goodbye to Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports ESPN. The first to report, the Packers deciding to part ways with the 28-year-old defensive back Jair Alexander. Packers president Mark Murphy confirming the story to WBAY-TV Green Bay.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent and, unfortunately just injured a lot.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Braves tonight in Milwaukee. The crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddie Peralta allowed just one hit through six innings and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but it was good enough just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Tonys are in the books, and the big winner from Sunday night's event was Maybe Happy Ending. The production, a love story about two abandoned robots, was named Best Musical and brought in six other awards as well. According to Variety, the play struggled to find an audience until the reviews came in. Similar to the moving picture box office, the theater industry seems to be back on track following the pandemic, with $1.89 billion in ticket sales, which is a record. Brendan Jacobs Jenkins became only the third playwright to win Tonys in consecutive years with this year's Purpose, a hilarious look at a civil rights leader's dysfunctional family, which won Best Play. Other highlights from the evening include Succession's Sarah Snook, who was named Best Leading Actress in a Play for the picture of Dorian Gray. And in sad Tony news that really isn't that sad, George Clooney was a bridesmaid for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in Good Night and Good Luck. Still nice to be nominated, or so I'm told. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thin just a bit in the overnight. Light west and northwest winds and morning lows in the lower 50s. On Tuesday, sunshine but hazy, highs in the upper 70s. By Wednesday, though, looking for a few showers in the area. Currently 56 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues.
Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
See, you're speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
We're 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on a Monday. Back to school, back to work. Well, maybe some. I think school's almost completely done now. Might be a couple of districts that still have a couple of days this week. But
can't be too many.
No, lots of graduations happening around the state. Good luck to all those graduating seniors. We appreciate all of you. It is Monday, June 9th, 2025. Big week ahead. And big weekend behind us. And there were a lot of other things going on, so I didn't start with this at the beginning of the show. But I did want to acknowledge it and try to contextualize this as best I can in a Wisconsin way. Most of us, I think, by this time have heard about what happened in Los Angeles over the weekend, where there were protests, particularly against ICE and the actions there. And some of those protests became violent. People got hurt. Some people got arrested. And it's really just gone, in terms of media and narrative, in my opinion, just already kind of out of control. And it reminded me of a movie came out years and years ago. I have it on DVD. It's called Wag the Dog. If you've never seen it before, I'm not sure. I'm assuming someplace it streams. I don't know. It stars Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. And Dustin Hoffman plays kind of the Republican, or the, I guess, well, it's insinuated it's Republican, a White House presidential operative. And the president is caught in a sex scandal in this fictitious narrative 2 weeks before an election. And they need to change the narrative. And so Dustin Hoffman's character hires his friend, a Hollywood producer, director, played by Robert De Niro. And they essentially create a fictitious war via the media. And the funny part is Robert De Niro's, they get faced with all these seemingly insurmountable things. And De Niro's character, the producer, says, "This is nothing. This is nothing. I can fix this." We'll shoot this way. We'll create this story. Oh, and they need a song. They create a war hero from this fictitious war, which was played by Woody Harrelson, by the way. And we need a song. So they hire Willie Nelson to come in and write a song about it. It's really funny. But there's also a point to it. And remember this like 20 years ago. So think what now, you know, with AI and everything, what you can create with deepfakes and everything. But so over the weekend, it reminded me of this. So I don't want to go through every point and just, I know people are kind of tired, but there's a point to my commentary here, and that is based in Wisconsin. I'm going to get to that, but let's back up for a minute and find out what really precipitated this. So Stephen Miller, the schlep in the White House, Trump's lapdog, is angry because the INS, or now known as ICE, the immigration folks, Homeland Security, have not deported enough people of color, i.e. Latinos, out of the country. He's upset because the numbers are too low. So he literally went over and yelled at him. And so now what they've done, they had a big initiative last week in Los Angeles where they went to Home Depots Because particularly out in L.A., what will happen is some people who are documented, some people who aren't, they'll hang out in the Home Depot parking lot because a lot of contractors buy stuff, and they're looking for a couple of guys for day help, and they say, hey, I'll pay you X number of dollars an hour. I need a roof done, or I need a fence done, or whatever. And some people were checkout people, like hired by Home Depot. So ICE targets Home Depot in some cases to round up people. And in other cases in Los Angeles, they were arresting mothers of kids that had kids in grade schools. And so they're and in some cases, people were appearing, and this is what, I mean, well, it's all bad in my opinion, but people who are trying to do it, quote unquote, the right way, and might have a temporary status here that is legal, or they're going in to meet with a immigration judge or whomever, the agency, a check-in. Hey, you're here legally for 6 months, but you have to check in with us every other month. Great. I'll go in. I'll check. I'll do it the right way. And folks are doing this and they're being arrested, even though they have legal status and doing it the right way, and deported, thrown out of the country, simply to make Stephen Miller and Trump happy so they get their numbers high enough. Well, as you can imagine, and I think it was pointed out by somebody in Los Angeles, I can't remember whether it was Governor Newsom of California, somebody pointed out that in the city of Los Angeles, it's comprised of about 34% of Angelenos were not born here. They were originally born in other countries, and they immigrated here. I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles over the years. It's a beautiful city in many ways. Like every major city, it has its problems. But it's a beautiful and very proud people. And so you might imagine that in a city with 34% of the folks not originally born here, that when you start just, and this is not the quote unquote rapists and murderers, unquote, that Trump makes them out to be. These are moms. These are folks who are building fences for people in Los Angeles. These are just good, hardworking folks, many of whom have legal status, who are being thrown out, rounded up, no due process. And so as you could imagine, that did not sit well with many Angelenos. And so they had a peaceful protest and demonstration, and that got bigger. Trump sends in the National Guard, which had not been done like this since the 60s, the civil rights days. Now, during the Rodney King riots in 1992, which, by the way, I visited Los Angeles during the Rodney King riot. I remember flying in at night over L.A., going to land at LAX. I looked down, and I'm only exaggerating somewhat when I said it looked like the city was on fire, because there were little fires you could see from the skies. You're coming in all over the greater Los Angeles area. It was eerie. The whole, you know, as you descended into the lower altitudes, the whole atmosphere was filled with smoke. It was crazy. That's very different from what we're facing in Los Angeles today. This is a relatively small area of downtown Los Angeles. There are not mass riots happening right now in L.A. But the news media, and particularly the Trump folks and Fox News, are hyping this up. You'd think the whole city was on fire. And it's kind of gotten out of control. So this narrative has been created. So Trump says, Stephen Miller used the word insurrection over the weekend, which is ironic because, of course, the Trump people actually were part of an attempted insurrection back on January 6th, of course, which the bipartisan Congressional Committee on January 6th found to be true. So Stephen Miller throws out the word insurrection. And Trump is quoted over the weekend repeatedly saying law and order, law and order. Which, even if you're not a history person, because people say, well, look back in history. There might be people out there that are like Star Trek fans or Star Wars fans. Go back and watch some of your favorite movies. And just listen to how many times the bad characters say things like law and order. Well, this is all about law and order. It's oftentimes a trope, an adage, a phrase is thrown out there to justify doing illegal things or fascist types of activities. So Trump sent in, his administration sent in folks to not to arrest people, not give them due process. Surprise, surprise, folks in the community are upset. They peacefully protest. Trump then orders in the National Guard, which only heightens the anxiety. And guess what? When you have a bunch of people start mingling together, there's always going to be some schmucks in the crowd. And this is where I want to be really, really clear about my own opinions here. I don't care who it is, if it's January 6th protesters or insurrectionists or rioters, or whether it's people in Los Angeles or people in downtown Madison. If you attack police officers, law enforcement, military, unprovoked, you should be arrested, given due process, and if found guilty, sentenced to jail. Period. That's inexcusable, in my opinion. And what happened was Los Angeles, apparently over the weekend, is that you had some, keyword, some people that were protesters, that some of them were masks. We don't know whether they were actually part of the Los Angeles community or whether they're people that said, hey, there's something going on. Let's get in on the deal. But somebody started throwing things and attacking police officers in some cases. And so guess what? Then law enforcement, in some cases, overreacts and starts firing rubber bullets in and tear gas. And pretty soon you got yourself a mess. And again, the national media has blown this up. And this is only fueling, in my opinion, the Trump narrative. And so now, over the last half an hour, breaking news, according to CNN, Trump is now mobilizing 700 Marines to go in. And in their words, quell the violence. By the way, Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat of California, doesn't want, he's like, look, we can make this work with our police officers. We don't need National Guard coming in here. They're filing lawsuits to try to stop this. Well, good luck with that. I mean, I love this, all this talk. Well, lawsuits are being filed. Well, great. Merrick Garland had 4 years to do stuff with lawsuits to stop Trump. How did that work out? Not so great. But lawsuits are being filed. So anyway, this is where we sit. So now Trump's escalating this. I'll get to my point. My point is, and I was listening to Tom Hartman earlier before our show, and I agree with him on this point. I agree with Tom Hartman. I think that what's happening in Los Angeles right now is a precursor for what's going to happen on Saturday. This coming Saturday for the big Trump military parade. More on that later. And there's counter protests all over the country. I think Trump's going to use that as a reason to call out military and then be a disruptor all summer long. And then this is a precursor for what could, keyword could, happen in 2026, which is, you know, we're going to call out the military to make sure, quote unquote, make sure that elections are free and fair, when it's really about intimidation at the polls. So I want to be really careful and not overhype this. And this, you've got Democrats out there saying, you know, we're at war. Some woman out there who's a congresswoman out there in L.A. was screaming at the top, this is war. Please give me a break. Has that person ever actually served in war? It's only ginning people up. You can say this is unacceptable. You could say we're going to peacefully protest. I mean, I don't remember. I mean, I'm not I don't have a degree of Martin Luther King Jr., but I've heard a lot of his speeches. I never heard him call people to violence and say things like war. We have some cuts we're going to try to get to here. First of all, I want to go to Jack in Merrimack, 855-752-4842. Jack, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, two things. First of all, what do you call it when you have someone who is masked comes into someone's home, their church, or their school, and pulls them out and drags them off to a foreign country? They are wearing masks. They have no ID. They are not in official vehicles, but they are sponsored by the government. I would call that government-sponsored domestic terrorism. Now, that's, you may think that's overhyping. I don't think so.
Hang on, Jack. Don't go anywhere. Up against the clock. Stay through the break. I'll get your rest of it on the other side. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show across Civic Media. It's 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of the stations you listen to. Weather and sports. Again, J.R. Alexander is cut by the Packers, released, I should say. Update on that. And then the Maggie Dawn Show, four until six, and then six until eight, Pete Schwab and Nightlight talking about what's happening out in L.A. and these riots out there, protests, and some of them became violent, and the Trump administration, in my opinion, is overreacted by sending the military, and now they're saying 700 active duty Marines. In my opinion, this is setting it up for something larger. One of our texters texting in saying a police state is the goal. Immigration is merely the means to an end. I agree with that. And so, let's go back to Jack, because Jack, you had a second point. You were cut off by the I can't control the computers, Jack. Sorry about that. Go ahead and make your second point.
No problem. The second thing is this. I'm a real old guy, and I distinctly remember when the National Guard was called out for protests against the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And there was a situation there where And there were guardsmen with live ammunition and a bunch of students protesting. Somebody started firing and several people died.
Right.
If you think that the Marines are going to be there with blanks or rubber bullets or non-live ammunition, I don't think so. The Marines don't do that, I don't think. So I would, this is a very dangerous situation. It's purposely being set up by the Trump administration. And like the Vietnam War, that was one of the things that caused it basically turned the narrative around and eventually led to the stop of the war. I hope it doesn't take something that terrible, but I'm afraid that it might.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Jack, as always. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California, where the events are unfolding. L.A. Tom, thanks for calling in. From your perspective, what do you see?
Hey, Todd. First, we are the fourth largest economy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
50% of our population are Latinos. I don't know. I've seen more reporters, and I've seen more, than actual protesters at some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is absolutely ridiculous. This is Trump getting us ready for martial law, and everyone better be aware of it.
Right.
Because of the fact, yes, we need to protest peacefully like we are doing.
Right.
And be careful for the instigators that are out there. But there is absolutely no comparison between this and January 6th. And January 6th.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't agree more. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm up against the clock. And I want to know this because I'm happy you called in. I was out there at the height of the Rodney King riots in 92 when L.A. was actually burning. I mean, my sense is this is contained to a small area of downtown. Is that accurate?
Very, very, very small. It actually, the largest part was in Paramount.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't even a large thing because Paramount's not that big. And it's mostly 100% Latino in Paramount.
Right.
And this is Donald Trump trying to set another fire and run away from the fire.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But
he precipitated this by revving up
completely
non due process, apprehensions. Guess what? It ticked people off. And now I'm so disappointed in so much of the national media because they're portraying this as another Rodney King thing where the whole LA is burning down.
That is complete BS. Everybody has been peaceful here. In fact, they think one of the things that the National Guard let off actually started the fire of the car. They showed a thing from 2020
on the
TV. It wasn't even 2000. I mean,
and I'm not sure we have time. I'm not sure we have time to play this, Tom. But we have footage. I'm sure you've seen it of this foreign reporter being shot by I think it was LAPD with a rubber bullet. Well, let's play this quick, Zomers. Here we go. Here's actual footage.
Hours of standing off, this situation has now rapidly deteriorated. The LAPD moving in on horseback, firing rubber bullets at protesters, moving them on through the heart of LA.
That was real time where the video shows at point blank range. Former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a veteran himself, saw this and said this guy should be prosecuted. And like I said, at the front of this segment, I denounce anybody who unprovoked attacks law enforcement. But by the same token, this idiot who point blank shot a reporter, that guy should be held accountable as well.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you what. Donald Trump is causing, we had no problems here in this state. We've had no problems in the state. And now all of a sudden he comes in and starts instigating and the problems are starting.
Right.
You know what? Leave us alone.
And L.A., I mean, I'm sorry we're running out of time. I shouldn't assume, but my guess is Maggie's going to talk about this on her show at some point as well. But I'm so disappointed in the Democrats because you got my least favorite, Martin, the DNC chair, sniveling in a ballroom in suburban D.C. over David Hogg. If I were in charge of the Democrats, I'd have Senator Duckworth of Illinois, a veteran, Pete Buttigieg, a veteran, and somebody else, and have a press conference say, we as Democrats denounce unprovoked attack to law enforcement, but we as veterans, We protected the Constitution, and we're going to stand up against. Where are the Democrats, L.A.?
Well, I will tell you this. The state Democrats, so you got the mayor and you got the governor here.
20 seconds.
Are doing a hell of a good job. And they are saying those things. They're saying, look, we don't need this in our thing. And Maxine Waters is there as well. So it's people that actually are from here.
Thanks so much, L.A., for calling in. Hopefully you continue to call in. Give us an on-ground report. We really appreciate it. Many thanks to Senator Kelder Royce for being here as well. Ali, I'm sorry we didn't get you to tomorrow. Zomers as well. All of you for listening. Stay safe out there, everybody. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Back tomorrow. And your day will come. Keep banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A man convicted of raping and killing a woman 3 decades ago after kidnapping her from a supermarket parking lot in Florida is scheduled to be executed Tuesday. 54-year-old Anthony Wainwright is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at Florida State Prison. He was convicted in the April 1994 killing of 23-year-old Carmen Gayhart, a mother of two young children in Lake City. D.C. leaders say they are coordinating closely with the Secret Service for the U.S. Army Grand Military Parade Saturday. It's a busy summer for the nation's capital. During a news conference Monday, Mayor Muriel Bowser said the city has Pride, the military parade, and the 4th of July all just weeks apart.
Our public safety agencies are going to be called on for lots of work, lots of hours, and we're asking for everybody to heed their advice. Everybody to follow their instructions.
This is ABC News. Despite